This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The following program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired show.
Right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They learned the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Seriously. You know, I got to tell you, I'm doing the best to keep the voice going. You know, the it's just amazing to me that I can go 4 days of yelling and screaming without a problem at CPAC. Doing all that talking. Felt like $1 million. And then those little Petri dishes, the ones you bring to these events that you bring on the plane, and the hacking, coughing, and sneezing. You know what I'm saying? Right? I mean, seriously. And do we not cover our mouths anymore when we sneeze? Come on, you guys. Have you seen people at, like, restaurants and other places? In the coffee shops, in the restaurants, wherever they're at. And they sneeze. I mean, you know, they turn their head or cough. Cough's the other thing. The coughing makes me crazy. They cough and they turn their head towards the ground like that. You know, oh, the ground's going to absorb it and stop it and it ain't going to go anywhere. Right? Whatever happened to putting your hand in front of your mouth when you cough or sneeze? I'm just asking because maybe they changed the rules and I'm just really slow on the uptake. It wouldn't be the first time. I give it, forget the number. I really don't want you to call in. The voice is going as long as it can go. You know, we're talking in the last segment. I was talking about how last hour, I should say, talking about how the NRA, good, you know, they're overall good people. Remember why they were started, because then I'm going to get negative. I'm going to get hate mail on this, right? But remember how they started, why they started. You realize that the NRA and Planned Parenthood, totally 180 degrees from each other, totally opposite mission statements. One was to wipe out the black community, and one was to help protect the black community. Do you know which is which? And look at who loves which one the best, and then again tell me who the racists are. But when he kind of talks about New York, and I was kind of making fun of New York because I'm from Boston originally. And don't do me a favor. When you call and leave me messages and stuff, don't say, "Hey, Joe, I know you're from Boston." Nobody I know says, nobody I grew up with anyway, and nobody I know says Boston. Doesn't work. No. You know, you're kind of overemphasizing it, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. So in Brooklyn, apparently NRA members tell Democrats, hands off our guns and our meatballs. I'm with them. I'm not even a Democrat. I'm with them. That may be hard to believe, but really, really. There's really National Rifle Association members who reside in New York City. You know, and that's a mighty big problem, you know, for Democrats anyway, like Andrew Granados, a state Senate candidate and attorney representing the Brooklyn borough president. He said, "This is unacceptable. We need to say loud and clear that the NRA is not welcome in Brooklyn." Granados was among a number of Democrat lawmakers who declared war on Gargillo's, a 100-year-old Italian restaurant in Coney Island that is hosting an upcoming NRA. Oh, you're dumb. You just dumb. You're in Brooklyn, and you're coming against the Italians? Man, he needs to have a sanity check. No, really. This is an Italian restaurant, Coney Island. And it's hosting an NRA event. Go ahead and stop that one, buddy. They just might find you sleeping with the fishes. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Brooklyn Friends of the NRA are raising money by holding an auction and a raffle. And the big prizes are rifles and handguns. The gun raffle triggered microaggressions among many Democrat lawmakers, including Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who said, "There's no room in Coney Island or in our city for events like this," he wrote in a letter to the restaurant owner. "We urge you to expeditiously cancel this event." Now, public advocate Letita James and Comptroller Scott Stringer were among those signing the congressman's letter. Bringing an event like this to Coney Island is an affront to all this hard-working people in our community and what they have already done to address gun violence in our neighborhood. Sure, they want to be, what do they want to be, Coney, they want to be Chicago East? They wrote, "We know that the restaurant has always had the best interests of Coney Island community at heart, which is why it's so disappointing that they're hosting an NRA event. This is an organization that actively lobbies for concealed carry reciprocity, something that the New York PD Commissioner O'Neill has rightfully called insanity. There's no room for this in Coney Island or even in our city," which is really funny because what they're effectively saying is that other states are too stupid to know who to give a gun to. And if they're not saying that, if they're saying that other states don't have a right to tell us who to give a gun to or not give a gun to, doesn't that work the other way around? Why do other states get to tell us who we have a right to give a gun to or not give a gun to? At what age? And what type? They don't see the lunacy of their argument. Well, actually, in reality, the hypocrisy of their argument. Other New York Democrats are urging the anti-gun crowd to call the restaurant and bully the owners until they cancel the NRA reservation. "There's no room in Coney Island or our city for events like this," the councilman Matt. They just repeat themselves, although he was tweeting it out. Someone should tell those people in New York City, or actually, someone should tell those New York City Democrats, that's really none of their business what a law-abiding business owner does inside his establishment. Right? This is what I was talking about last night that nobody understood. Look up the word fascism. They're calling us on the right fascists. You know what I mean? So they call guys like you and me fascists. And if you look up the word fascist, it's basically you're telling other people how they're going to live their lives, what they're going to do, who they're going to talk with, what groups they can hang around with, what they can buy, what they can't buy. I'm sorry, kind of confused here. You know, I've always said it as a joke. I think this will be my next book, The Democrat Dictionary, How to Get Unconfused When Talking to a Liberal. What do you think? I mean, seriously. We don't use the same terms. We don't use the, I don't know, we don't use the same words. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go out. Coming up after the break, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. We have a live, I keep calling it a chat room, but my producer keeps saying it's not a chat room, Joe. It's a feed. Okay, so we have a live feed on Facebook. You'll find smarter people in there than I am, and you can have a great conversation if you don't want to listen to me, but at least you can get together over this. You know, we do a lot of stories around here on education, and you know that I'm on a trustee on a school board here in Southern California. And even though I'm on a school board in Southern California, I'm always kind of making fun of the education system because we're doing the same thing that we've been doing for, you know, 150 plus years. It's the same way we teach, very little variation. I will just say there's a certain group of society that likes that. They like the way it is. It's been the same for 150 plus years. Then there's another group in society that says, hey, you have to keep the kids in school like Joe Messina, who was bouncing all over the place. I had a great counselor at the time. I don't think the counselors were as bogged down as they are today. Grabbed me by the back of the head and said, Messina, you're obviously not going to college. Let's find something you can do. Brought me down to the shop, and I fell in love with everything. You have tools. We had power tools. That was great. That's what kept me in school. So I've become a big fan of what's been called, well, I don't know why they call it this, but what's been called the charter school movement, okay? It just has a weird sound to it, and people don't really know what a charter school is. So I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He is one of the founders of Learn for Life. He has a
it's very, oh, very cool.
It's a charter school system that's prevalent here in California, but also extends throughout the country. And we need to know what your kids don't have to be pigeonholed in a certain way of learning. We need to find out how to teach our kids, how to find their passion, how to help them stay in school and get educated. Jeff, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Joe. I'm so excited about the charter movement, and I've been involved in it now for, 15 years.
Yeah.
Of course, I started with just the idea that we would be able to reach out and help some students. It's grown really very large as far as California's concerned and going throughout the nation, but people don't understand what it is.
Yeah, but let's give, we'll talk about this more as we go on, but let's give some credit here. There are a lot of charter schools that do it poorly and they die. And there are charter schools like yours that, you know, you're constantly looking for that niche. You're constantly looking for that kid. How do I reach that kid who won't come to school because? And you do a very good job at it. What is a charter school, by the way? People don't even know what a charter school is.
Well, that's like saying, well, what size bus do we have? Charter schools are a variety of different types of styles. There's what they call a comprehensive charter school, which is a seat-based school, very similar to what you're used to seeing for 150 years, but the difference in that is that it's an individual type of learning, and it's not, teacher-student ratio is less. There's virtual learning, where kids learn on watching a scope, watching Skype and doing that work. There's homeschooling. But then our type of program is called personalized learning. And what this does is it reaches out to the students that are at risk, that really can't attend the public schools in the normal system for a variety of reasons. Some of them, it's just maybe a young girl's pregnant or has a child, or a young man has to work to help his family, a young woman is afraid to go to regular school. So our program is designed to reach those people.
And maybe they're seeking a career. You know, we are in Southern California. There are places where people are having to work at a career as well, correct?
One of the most exciting programs that we have going in our programs is called CTE, Career Technical Education.
My favorite.
Well, the public schools are slowly trying to come back to that, but they're way below the curve. We've been working on this for quite some time now. We recognize that we can provide a diploma. We can give a kid a good education and get him a high school diploma. And then what? Realistically, they're all going to go to the university? I don't think so.
Oh, hey, some people, in my travels, when we talk about charter schools, people think that a charter school is a private school. It is not a private school, is it?
No, it is a public school. There is no tuition. As a matter of fact, we reach out to get the students in and try to help them with every type of system that we can to enable them to have a career after they leave.
And again, I want to go back to make sure people understand. These are your public tax dollars going to this. This is the same thing as a public school. Virtually no difference between the two, except I would say in some of the schools I've stepped into when it comes to the charter school system, there is you do tailor the learning. You have the ability to tailor the learning to the kids that are coming to the school for that area.
Right? I'll give you an example. We call it personalized learning for a specific reason. When a student comes to us to enroll in our school, we do an assessment test. And in that assessment test, we find out what that student really needs. Are they behind in reading? Are they behind in math? Are they behind in the basic core subjects? Enable them to be able to learn. Now, I don't care what grade they think they're in. It's what they really are. Joe, I better tell you something. One of the sad things we find in California, we have so many students that come to us that are technically senior, 16, 17 years old, going on 18 years old, reading at fourth and fifth grade level. Sad. So we program our programs to them. here's what you need to do before you can move on.
Well, my youngest son, who he's already told me he doesn't mind me saying this, he was in a different school district, but I remember him being in the sixth grade, stumbling through what I thought was a sixth grade reading level book. When I went to his counselor, he said that he was fine. He was right there in his grade level. He's at the lower end of it, but he's there at his grade level. For whatever reason, I walked out of the counseling office. I walked over to the school library, and I said, what grade level is this book? And she looked at it, and she punched a couple things in on the computer. She said, fourth grade level.
Well, you know, we have a problem in I think, throughout the United States, in moving the kids through. It's just, you know, population growth and trying to get those kids through and say, I don't want to be told that I'm not educating. And frankly, I have empathy for the teacher in her classroom with 40 kids, and every 45 minutes in high school, they got to turn them over. How are you going to teach?
Yeah, and that is, you know, that is that 150-year system I'm talking about, where you go through five, six classes a day. You know, the kids got to grab books. You got to change between classes. And you're right, 45 minutes. What do you got, 10 minutes to take attendance, get the kids to sit down, you know, get them settled in. You take another 10 minutes to go over their homework, right, from the night before, make sure they understood what they were talking about. So what do you really teach in a class like that, 11 minutes?
Well, what you teach is wait for the bell to ring so you can move to the next class. It's so hard. It's so hard for them. And I appreciate that they're giving an attempt at it. We have to change the system.
Well, and let's be clear. We're not beating up on the traditional public school, comprehensive school system. But there needs to be changes to it, changes that they can't make.
Do you know, young, bright people like you who sit in the front of the class and made that work for them really didn't have a problem in the schools. And obviously, a charter school is not for every student because it does take a certain amount of self-motivation, but it's done because the teachers are sitting with them and care for them. It's very important, Joe.
Yeah, I have dropped in on your system and a few others, and you watch some of the kids that go there. And some of the kids I've spoken with that actually go to a charter school will say, as you said earlier, I'm not comfortable in a regular charter school. I'm not comfortable doing A or B or C. And the fact that they can ask the teacher a question one-on-one, you know, it's a closer-knit education environment. They seem to enjoy that so much more. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about the oversight of a charter school. What kind of oversight do you go through in the different states? But we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about that. I'm with Jeff Brown. He's the co-founder of Learn for Life Charter School System. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to learn something. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can find out stations and times, and I always appreciate the time you spend with me. If you get the app, if you go to the website when you're at home, not driving in your car, and you get the app, you can actually call from the app. It's a no-brainer. Seriously. Anyway, you know, we talk a lot about education on the show, and I was one of those kids that you had to have guards at the gate to keep me in, not to keep me from getting in. So I just saw no value in education. I couldn't stand sitting there all day long. And at the time, they were still doing education the way they've been doing it for 100 years. But there are so many more options for your kids. And you need to understand that, again, not every child learns the same way. Not every child can sit in a classroom all day. Not every child can be in the same building. You know, I mean, I know they move from class to class to class. I grew up on the East Coast. The buildings were enclosed. It was disgusting because it would be beautiful outside, and we couldn't get outside. In California, we have the luxury of having the classrooms. The kids can move between buildings. Jeff Brown, co-founder of Learn for Life, is with me today, and they've got a large charter school system here in California and throughout the country. And I got to tell you something: what I've seen them do, and I'm sure not the only charter school group that is doing a great job, but they're the ones I'm familiar with. What we've seen them do, and I've seen them do with young men and women that can't end up in a comprehensive high school is just phenomenal. I think it is anyway. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I really enjoy being able to discuss the charter school movement with you, Jeff.
Well, I want to drive the point home. You don't have to. I'm not beating on teachers or educators as a whole. This is a system. This is a system that pigeonholes them into a certain way of doing things and doesn't allow them to be creative as they could be. You agree?
I agree, and I don't think that the system is allowing the teachers that we actually have in the regular system to be able to be as free as they'd like to be. A teacher comes into a program, a regular high school program or elementary school program or whatever, with great intention and really a desire to teach. And sometimes they're inhibited by some of the restrictions that are put on legislatively, which really has nothing to do with the education, and they should be able to move. Well, I live in a district, and you're very familiar with it, with a tremendously successful high school and elementary school program. And even with that, there are still students that need a personalized learning program.
Well, you know, it's funny because as this has fleshed out over the years, and I've been doing more and more stories about it, until the charter school movement became popular or well-known or really to start getting some legs, it was one of the only government programs that was shoved down our throats that you had no choice. If you lived in this area and you were two blocks from this school, that's the school your child went to. Even if they had a 70% dropout rate. And I was telling you during the break that there was a charter school. The thing that turned me on to this, or made me aware of it, was there was a charter school company that went into an L.A. Unified school. The parents finally took the school over and brought them in. And within 18 months, they flipped the graduation rate. You know what the kids said? The kids said the teachers cared. And the school was safe. I felt safe in school.
I'll give you an example of that, and that's really not our type of school, but there is a high school here in Southern California that was taken over by the parents. Just as a charter school, just as a basic charter school, to take the educational system into their own hands with the same teachers. They didn't fire teachers. With the same teachers, they went from a 52% graduation rate to a 90% graduation rate. Doesn't take a genius to figure out we need some space.
Now, but Jeff, what you'll hear some people say is, yeah, but see, charter schools aren't, they don't have the same oversight that a regular school has. They don't have the same rules that a regular school has. That's why they can just graduate these kids and they do so well.
I would like that person or those groups to sit down and take a look at what we have to do. We are so transparent. The oversight is not only state, county, but the districts that we work in have to be able to see what we're doing. Our requirements are as high or higher than the regular school system in order for us to perform. So our students have an opportunity because of the one-to-one student-teacher relationship. Otherwise, the education and the standards are the same. They're the same, Joe.
Yeah. No, I agree. And the other thing is, I'm not stuck in your class 8 hours a day, right? I mean, whether, you know, some kids can pick up really well in an hour or two. I was one of those kids in a lecture hall. Didn't have to take notes, but I could regurgitate the whole thing to you. I had other buddies of mine that would walk out of the lecture hall with 8 pages of notes, and they still couldn't remember anything that was said. So we all learn a little differently. Your kids aren't stuck in a classroom 8 hours a day, right?
No, they're not. The requirements of an independent study program, we call it personalized learning in Southern California, but throughout the nation, they're getting more and more aware of an independent study program where the student doesn't have to sit in a class for 6 hours a day and getting bored. And that happens. Yeah. Now, there are students that need the 6 hours a day, and that's great. And if you're doing that, it's fine. But let's reach what the student needs and excite them so they want to come back and take their time.
One of the areas, you brought it up, and you know, it's the only reason I even ran for school board, because I saw it going away, was career tech education. In our day, when we used when a tablet was actually a slate and a chisel, when they called it industrial arts for you older guys like myself out there, and it was one of the things that kept me in school. We were doing away with that. Public education was doing away with that as a whole. You'd have to go find a trade school somewhere, but you've got to find a passion of these kids young. And your charter system has actually gone down that road of firing up some career tech ed programs, correct?
Oh, we have so many right now, and we're constantly growing with them. We have, actually, we purchased a print shop so that the students could learn to work in retail portion of it, the actual printing portion of it, distribution portion of it. We have a Cisco program with, as far as computers, where the kid takes the computer, takes it apart, puts it back together, and gets a certification. That student could leave high school with a certification and get a $35,000 a year job walking out of high school. We also are working with internships with various businesses throughout the community to get these students to understand, I want to be a beautician. Really? Well, let's work there for 6 weeks and see if we really want to cut hair. But we're giving opportunity, and the kids need that. Joe, 17% of our kids are going to go to the university. 17%. Now, it'd be nice and No Child Left Behind, and we can all go there. But then what? Who's going to take care of all the other trades that we need to be taken care of? So we try to find out what that student's interested in, what they're excited for, and give them an opportunity to try it.
And the kids coming into that program, you know, I'm gonna hang on this for a second because, you know, I love this stuff. The kids that come in on that program, can you actually see a change in their attitude towards being at school, towards learning, towards education as a whole?
Yeah, we were talking about the student that is required to come to school and sit 6 hours a day, and then they have to do this and that. Well, when I get kids excited in these programs, I can't get them out of the school. So it's a whole different program.
Well, you know what's really funny is, again, when I went to school, what they did to me, my guidance counselor, a very smart guy, he gave me English, math, and science for my first three classes, and then I had, now, 3 hours of school, but I had another 3 hours where? In the shop classes.
Right.
And that's why I came. If I came late, he wouldn't let me go to my shop class. So guess what I was always on time for was my English class first thing in the morning.
We have a system in California where you have to have a certain amount of credits in order to graduate, and it could be anywhere from 140, depending on the circumstances, to 215. The problem with that is you have two types of credits. You have what they call core subjects, which are what you just said, mm-hmm. your old reading, writing, arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have electives. Now, electives are a thing that you get a credit for, but you may not have learned anything. We strive that if you're going to be in our program, as far as your career tech, you better have your core subjects down too.
Yeah. So, and that's what I want people to understand is that, again, this might be an alternative learning style, but it's not.
It's called learning.
Yeah. but it's not a substandard learning. I want people to understand that because, you know, I believe in you, and I know you do too. We believe in a public education system. The problem is, again, you have to have different styles for different kids.
You know, Joe, you mentioned earlier, or the program earlier, that all charter schools aren't that good. There are other ones that are not that good. We know that. We try to police ourselves. By the same token, there are a tremendous amount of great public education schools that are functioning well. It's the ones that aren't that we need to help. And we're not their competitors.
No.
We should be their partners.
No, I've noticed that about a few of you that I've spoken with. You don't see yourself as competitors.
No, we're partners. We're reaching out to help out.
Yeah. All right. So when we come back from the break, though, what I want to hit on is, and I'm not beating on the NAACP, but it's quite interesting. And again, I've been working on education for the show now. The show's 8 years old, but we really got heavy in education 5 or 6 years ago, and I bring people in that are part of these groups, part of these cities, part of these towns. Interestingly enough, the NAACP is trying to squelch the charter school movement. I want to talk to you about that on the other side of the break. People need to know about it, and they need to know where they're getting their numbers and information. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. We're talking education. You need to hear this. If you have, well, even if you don't have children, you have grandchildren, you need to hear this. We'll be right back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Into the real side. You know, I don't think you can make music like that anymore. Isn't that, don't they call that misogynistic or something? I mean, calling a woman a brick house?
Oh,
seriously. Anyway, I'm Trump, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're talking education on the show today, or on this particular segment. And, you know, again, every kid is a little different. We all know that. I have four children, and you would never know they were from the same parents. They're so different. They learn differently. They act differently. They react differently. And we had to find different ways to get them excited about educations. I've asked Jeff Brown to join me today. He's one of the co-founders for Learn for Life, and it's a charter school program, a charter school group that very, very prevalent here in California, but also across the country as well. And Jeff, again, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joe.
You know, one of the reasons I reached out to you again was the NAACP is looking for a moratorium on charter schools across the country, not just in certain areas, but across the country. I'll say this because I don't mind doing it. I'm livid at what I see happening across this country when, you know, Washington, D.C. at one time had more charter schools than public schools, and they were doing great. They had actually flipped the dropout rate, and the kids felt safe, and they loved it. And the parents were up in arms because when a new administration came in, they cut out that whole system. Made absolutely no sense. We see the same thing happening in Chicago. They've got some of the worst graduation rates in Chicago. They have some of the highest paid teachers. So from Joe Messina to the public, let me tell you what. You telling me that money makes a difference, that we need to spend more money in our education systems, that is just flat out wrong. If you look at what's being spent in some areas, horrendous amounts of money, and they've got some of the worst education programs around. What the NAACP is fighting is exactly the program that's helping people in their areas, in their group that they've been fighting for years. Why would they do that?
Joe, let's put it this way. I'm very disappointed in the position that the NAACP has taken, because 85% of the students that attend our school are minority students. African-American students, Hispanic students are in our school. 85%. The group that actually is getting the best results from what we do are the communities that really are the NAACP folks. So I would like to take this opportunity to invite the NCAA folks to come visit their local charter school. Not what you see on some report that you got from people who are anti-charter, but come visit. Walk into our charter schools. You don't even need to have an appointment. Come on down. Walk in any charter school in the United States of America. Walk in, meet them, and then tell me that this is not a good program. Folks, you don't understand it.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I'm getting a little upset. That's okay, Joe.
Well, you and I have the same passion for these kind of things, and we grew up kind of in the same way and what have you. And a lot of kids in my neighborhood didn't finish school. You know, they had to go to work for mom and dad. There was no alternative for them. These kids belong to families who just came over from Italy. Parents barely spoke English, but they had a small store or a small business. There was no way for them to learn. And some of these kids went back afterward. If they had a charter school type of program that they could have gone to, those kids could have gone educated while helping out their parents. And we were in the north end of Boston in the 70s was referred to as the Bangladesh of the United States. We had more people per square mile than any place else in the country. Very poor. I would have loved to have had that program then.
I'm going to tell you a little quick story about the charter movement and how it happened to us. I started 15 years ago with just the thought. There were 9 of us and 50 students. 15 years later, I have 30,000 students that we are serving now. And the majority of our students are in the lower income areas. I would ask the NCAA folks to come down to South Central Los Angeles, to Watts, to the areas that we are serving diligently, and watch those kids fight gang lines to come to our schools. So, come on, guys. Get serious. This is a good program.
Well, and that school in L.A. that I was specifically talking about, the parents and the students, if you wanted to draw a common thread through that interview at the time, every one of them said, we feel safe. We're coming to school because we feel safe now.
We sent out a survey to our parents and our students to fill out why did they come to school, what do they feel about, and what do you love your teacher, and all that sort of good stuff. But number one was safety. Number one. That's amazing.
And I don't know. It's to me, when it comes to our kids, We give more time, I'll say, to social issues than hunkering down and giving our kids the basic. You know, we're screaming about jobs. We're screaming about what people are getting paid. You know, we're screaming about all these things that come all the way back to education. And then we joked about it in the beginning, but reading, writing, arithmetic. How about we get our kids understanding, you know, how to add, how to subtract, what it means to show up to work, like your career tech ed program. Just go back to the printing thing. They've got to do estimates, right? They've got to lay out a plan. They've got to logically think it through as to how they're going to get it done. They've got to order supplies. All those things also help you in daily life. We don't do that in school anymore.
I had a really sad experience yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went into one of the little local stores to buy something, and the gal told me that it was $1.77 was my change. So I gave her 2 cents. And I said, she said, well, what do I do? I said, you give me $1.75. Now, I felt so bad for this young girl. She was trying to work. She was trying to have a job. She worked in a little, it was one of those 99-cent style stores. She couldn't make the difference between when I gave her the 2 cents. It confused her. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to accept that. And I think anyone out there listening, make sure that your student is in school. Make sure that they're learning and make sure that they work. And if they're not, get a hold of your charter school and let them work with you.
So, Jeff, in this system or the charter school system, as we've been talking about, independent study. Some kids only in California, you were telling me they're only required to show up one day a month. But you don't use that.
Even I don't believe that the student can learn one day. No, when we started the program, we recognized that was kind of, it was really based on a home study program where they had a mentor of each of the kids and the parents were the teachers. So we set up a program where the student had to come more than once a week. And then we, as I said earlier, we find out as the kids get more and more excited about it, they're coming and they're staying. Incidentally, we are really getting very involved in sports now, too. We're putting sports programs back so that the kids have that physical opportunity and the communication. Remember, they're coming by themselves. So they're dedicated. And you're going to find that these kids are not losers; they're strong.
Oh no! I've spoken to some of those kids. I know where they're at now. This is almost like you called it independent study, but for some people who are very pro homeschool, but they really don't feel like they have the ability to homeschool, or they don't really understand how to homeschool, this could be or it can be used as a hybrid type of system where they can homeschool their kids to a certain degree and bring them into the charter school system.
Actually, that's true. We deal with a lot of homeschool people, and I could homeschool up to about fifth grade, and then I wouldn't be able to teach my student and my son or daughter anything. But so these are available, that they can bring the student in and the student can learn. But more than that, it gives that parent a way to learn how to teach their kids. And we have programs for that. When that student reaches junior high school level, homeschooling is not really there. They need a place to go. And they can go back to the comprehensive school, but that's a shock to them.
Yeah, you went by that for me too fast. See, people have to understand, too, if you feel like your kid's falling behind, I would have rather given you the money, but when my son got behind, we talked about where he was at with his grade reading level. I brought him to a learning system. It cost me $13,000 to get my son where he. And I'll tell you what, the school couldn't figure out he couldn't read. I figured out he couldn't read. Okay, and once I got his reading stuff taken care of, guess what went away? His behavioral issues went away.
We talk about reading and math as the two critical areas. Well, if they might be really good at math, but if you can't read the question, you don't know how to do the answer. So, no, reading is extremely important. The student wants it. You know, we have a term that they use, at risk. Now, when you hear at risk, what do you think? You really think of a gangbanger? You think about it? No, they're at risk of not graduating high school. So I like to change that. Folks out there, let's call it at need. Let's give these kids what they need.
And that's the other thing, too. If your child is going to high school or junior high school, and they're just a little behind on credits, they're having a hard time catching up or doing whatever, charter school is a great opportunity for them to jump in there for a year or however long, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, that's why I talked earlier about where it's going to cooperate. We're your partner. So a student could come to us for a year, 2 years, go back to their regular school, graduate with their peers, catch up on what they need to do. And we encourage that. If you really want our statistics, 85% of our students graduate. but not all from just us. 54% graduate from us, 30%, 31% go back to their regular school to graduate, and the others, unfortunately, just don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? We have that in the regular comprehensive public school system. Look, even if you don't know whether you're near a school like Learn for Life, you want to head out on the website. That's Learn for the number four. Let's not be stupid here. Learnforlife.org or 877-360-LEARN. 877-360-LEARN. Come on, learn. I have to tell you to spell that.
You can come to our school, Joe.
And learn how to spell it. I think that'd be great. But even if they don't have a school near you, maybe they can help you find a school. Jeff, you know, I'm in education. I appreciate what you guys do. I actually appreciate what most charter school systems do for the kids, because you need an alternative alternative learning way. So thanks for being with me today. Very much appreciate it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far. There's a lot more tomfoolery after the break.